Yo, what's good? Top of the top, episode 213, Stash House Podcast. Your boy Tyler checking in. First time listeners, thank y'all for tuning in. If you tune in weekly, salute. And just episodes, some topics you may want to hear about, thank you as well. Like, share, subscribe, retweet, whatever you do to help support the podcast, greatly, greatly appreciate it. Podcast available on all streaming platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor app, YouTube. Once again, subscribe on your preferred platform, put your people on, sharing it, commenting, all the things you guys do to help support the podcast. I greatly, greatly appreciate it. We are back to our regular scheduled program in terms of being in the studio. So this week episode will be available on YouTube. Last week episode was audio only, but the audio as well is available on the YouTube page. So if you haven't already, check that out. So once again, for the time being, we are back in the studio and you will get audio and visual for this episode. And this episode is special. It's one of my favorite episodes to do throughout the year. This is the mid-year special for 2023. And if you're new and don't know what I mean by that, what I mean is we are in June, so we're halfway through the year. And what I do is I take my favorite albums, songs, artists, verses, just various things going on in the music world, and I talk about it right here on this episode, the mid-year special. Normally, in the past few years of the podcast, I do tap into music throughout the weeks, but I haven't talked about music this year in some months. I feel like I've been locked into the NBA playoffs, of course, different television shows I came on here and talked about. But in terms of music, it's been a while since I touched bases in music. So this episode should be very, very interesting. Throughout the week, I did post on my different social media accounts, giving people a chance to tell me what they've been listening to, different albums, projects, whether it's dropped this year or just something you've been having in rotation throughout the year. And I got some great feedback from that on Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat as well. So thanks for everybody who tapped into that. But at the end of this episode, I will touch bases real quick on the NBA Finals. But for the most part, this episode is strictly just based on the music of 2023. So what better way to get started with that than to talk about some of my favorite albums or projects that's dropped so far this year. And like I say sometimes with music, some of these artists you might have heard of before, some may not. Different albums you might have came across, some you may have not. Songs, you know what I'm saying, etc. So this is the time I like to say I like to put people on, because my library of music, it varies. I got rap, R&B, of course, reggaeton, afro beats, so whatever, you know what I'm saying, whatever the vibe is. I could just be somewhere randomly and I like just hear a groove, I'll pull out the Shazam real quick. So this is my time to put people on what I've been listening to. And if you haven't heard of some of these, I highly, highly recommend you check them out. So first, my favorite album so far this year. First, let's start with probably my favorite project all around in totality. And this is definitely one I figure people might not have heard of before. It's from an artist called Navy Blue. I was put on to him a couple years ago through Alchemist, on one of Alchemist projects. I want to say This Thing of Ours, Volume 1. He had a song with Earl Sweatshirt, which was the first song, I believe, on that project. And since then, I was like, okay, dude, I like his flow. He's a rapper, so I like his flow. His tone is a bit, I'm not going to say unorthodox, but it's Cali mixed with, you know what I'm saying, what I grew up in 2010, 2011 with the underground music scene. So it kind of switches back and forth. So he caught my attention with that. But then, like I say, when it's a slow music year, it's great to have people on your timeline, whether it's Facebook or Twitter, who you know you respect their music opinion. So somebody posted about this project, like, yo, this Navy Blue project, one of my favorites to drop this year. It's called Ways of Knowing. So I checked it out, and man, it's a great, great vibe. A couple songs I recommend you check out from that project is called The One, To Fall in Love, Life's Terms, Kill Switch, and Window to the Soul. Very, very solid project. Navy Blue, Ways of Knowing. If you haven't, check it out. If I would say when to check it out, I'll say on a morning commute, on a good Saturday, Sunday morning, a good smoke break, something like that. This album is definitely a vibe. And like I said, in totality, It's probably my favorite project overall this year. I constantly go back to it. It's great to get from point A to point B. You're chilling at the crib, whatever. Very, very solid project from Navy Blue. It's called Ways of Knowing. Also, a more recent project from Rory called I Thought It'll Be Different. And Rory, not the artist Rory, but the Rory the podcaster with the new Rory and Maul podcast, formerly of the Joe Budden podcast. And if you've been following Rory, he's been talking about this album for some years. I want to say he dropped like four or five records before the whole project came out. And Rory kind of played, I'll say, a DJ Khaled role in this because he has various features from Ari Lennox, Conway, James Fauntleroy, Fonte, Division, Gold Link. Some very notable names on this project, and Rory kind of like executive produced. You know what I'm saying? Played like the background role, just orchestrating, putting artists together. Like Conway is definitely on like the Conway you heard from the Free Nationals album a couple years ago. It's him on a different type of production. The Ari Lennox song is amazing. Gold Link is my first time hearing from Gold Link in some years. So overall, this album has different vibes for sure, but it's something for everybody. It's something for everybody. And Rory did a great job with the rollout. He done numerous interviews. And just as a person who does a podcast and seeing him talk about this album for some years and finally it coming out, he talked about the different things behind the scenes he had to go through that as people who just come on a podcast and critique music, we kind of know, you know, some of the business go on in the music business, but he was saying how he actually got to witness it. And it's like, yeah, it's like we can, he can see now why when you say, man, I wish this person to do a project like this or this or this, the music industry, he says, is really like, they really got a monopoly going on, best way I can put it. So overall, this project, Rory, I thought it'd be different. Hip-hop, R&B, different vibes for sure. Couple records I suggest, See How Things Goes with Conway, My Phone Can Die, Ari Lennox, and Other Side with Fonte. Tremendous, tremendous work. Congrats to Rory. And like I said, I just like the way he played Mastermind behind this, putting different artists with different producers and different collabs that we thought we'll never see. He did this on this album, so I gotta salute Rory on that. Also, back to, I want to say these next two projects, well, next three projects, I talked about these projects the last time I talked about music on the podcast months ago, and they still been in rotation. First, Don Toliver, Love Sick, still in rotation. Don Toliver, what's the best way I can describe how this record been on repeat for me? For one, the vibes that he provides is the same as I said before a couple months ago. It's just something that when you in that trance, especially like late night, like I can, if you need any recommendation, listen to Don Toliver. I'll say at night, like just when you just need to get on the road and just clear your mind, put some Don Toliver on. He set the vibes right. The Go Down record been getting on repeat. Time Heals All on repeat. Slow Motion, If I Had. Conversation Part 3, still one of my favorite songs of the year. And on the deluxe, he got a song with Travis Scott called Embarrassed, which is a great, great vibe as well. And Don Toliver, I'll say, hearing that Travis Scott may drop Utopia this year, I've been hearing this month actually with the Travis Scott album, but I just know Don Toliver is going to have a hand in that album. And just seeing Don Toliver growth constantly going on tour, his records with Metro Boomin have been on repeat as well. Don Toliver definitely in his zone. And honestly, I wouldn't be shocked if he dropped another project this year. Like I said earlier with the music business, if him and Kali Uchis, they can drop a song, or like how Big Sean and Janae Aiko dropped the project together, I would love to see Don Toliver and Kali do the same thing. Don Toliver just a mind, a young mind at that in the music game, which I just got to salute. And the Love Sick album definitely been on repeat since it dropped. Another artist I talked about before a few months ago, Young Nudy, the Gumbo album. Still getting replayed. I actually listened to it a couple days ago when I took a walk in the park. It just new to man. Still the production, just how he be laying low. And through that time, a couple months ago, when I talked about this Gumbo album, until now, the track with 21 Savage took off. It's a TikTok hit, strip club hit, club anthem right now. I think they just shot a video for it in Atlanta too as well. So Nudie just one artist where if I can pick an artist, I could just say, man, you know what, bro, do his own thing. He move on his own beat. He don't do too many interviews. He stay off of social media for the most part. You really still don't know too much about Nudie outside the fact that he just funny as hell and he just got a great ear for beats. That's another thing. He just has a great ear for beats. So Nudie just seeing his progress throughout the years, staying consistent project-wise, not just, oh, every now and then Nudie will drop a record that sounds fire. No, his whole project be like, okay, bruh is hella consistent. He does shows, he does his own tours, and most importantly, with his tours you see on YouTube, you have the black crowd, you have the white crowd, you have men, you have women. Nudie just all around is moving right, in my opinion, and I gotta salute Nudie. That Gumbo record, the Gumbo album, I'm sorry, Portabella, Pot Roast with Key Glock, MRE, still one of my favorite songs this year, Mitt Chicken record as well, and like I said before, the song with 21 Savage is the one that's picking up heavy, heavy right now. So shout out to Young Nudie, man. He's still doing his thing. And lastly, for projects this year, I got Jazzy, Songs for Women, Free Game for Dudes, R&B Land. Trust me, y'all, if y'all need something for the summer, it kind of reminds me of when, I'm going to talk about him later on as well, Party Next Door, when he dropped P1 that summer of 2013. I think this project is going to last over the summer. I'm not sure why many people aren't talking about it. She signed the Diddy Love Records. She been on his Instagram. The Commotion record is great. She Asked Me is great. Alone is great. Nasty Interlude. She has records on this project. And I think with Diddy coming out with these records with City Girls and Fab, plus the Rumor R&B album he got coming out this year, I think as the year go on, more people will get more familiar with Jazzy and go back to this project. Songs for Women, Free Game for Dudes. Trust me, if you need something R&B to check out on a Sunday night or whatever, trust me, this Jazzy project is the one to go to. So in terms of projects so far this year, I got Navy Blue, Ways of Knowing. I got Rory, I Thought It'd Be Different. I have Don Toliver, Love Sick, Young Nudie, Gumbo, and Jazzy, Songs for Women, Free Game for Dudes. Now to a couple of my favorite songs so far this year. First, Fam Jam 4000, Jordan Ward. Jordan Ward, Fam Jam 4000. Shout out to my boy David. He posted this on my Facebook when I asked about, you know, what y'all been listening to. And Jordan Ward, his Forward project, has been on repeat for me as well since it dropped this year. And when he said that, I said, man, I already had his name down. You know what I'm saying? I'm tapped into him. I think I came upon his project, I forgot what album I was listening to, but you know, you listen to albums, then they got albums below it. You know, if you like this, you may also like these. And his album was there. And once again, the cover art, what got me? The cover art got me. I believe it probably was a Sunday or a Saturday. I was looking for some new vibes to check out, and the Jordan Ward Forward album was one of them. And this Fam Jam 4000, just an all around good, great feeling record. Perfect for the summertime. Perfect now the weather changing. Summer is here, in my opinion. Fam Jam 4000, definitely one of those records. Just a feel good record. It reminds me of, it probably won't get to the stature of the Gold Link, Brent Faiyaz, Shy Glizzy crew record, because when that took off, it just naturally happened. But I do feel like with all these brunch festivals and all that going on this summer, I feel like this Fam Jam 4000, if DJs were to tap into it, it'd be one of the ones you can have in rotation for like a good evening event. Like I said, these brunch festivals, mimosa festivals that have been going on, this Fam Jam 4000, definitely a day party song in my opinion. Just an all around, like I said before, just a good feeling record. Like I said before, Don Toliver, Company Part 3. Man, when he catches that vibe with that, I say, if you thump, then it thump, man, I say. Like, Don, once again, when you get in that trance mode, it's a rap. Once again, Young Nudie, MRE, I enjoy that record. And lastly, for my favorite song so far this year, I have Money Man, Contributions, off his Red Eye project. Money Man is consistent. His flow is undeniable. And this Contribution songs, he also has one of my favorite verses of the year. That first verse, He just get into his zone. Like when Money Man just come in and he just flowing on the record, you just catch gems and you just like, man, like bruh is spitting on these songs. So for my favorite songs, I got Jordan Ward, Fam Jam 4000, Don Toliver, Company Part 3, Young Nudie, MRE, and Money Man Contributions. And that's also one of my favorite verses of the year. Another one of my favorite verses of the year is 2 Chainz on the Currency and Jermaine Dupri project on the track Off the Lot. And oddly enough, still, 2 Chainz, Money Man, just give me one song. Just give me one song. I just got to see what happens when them two go in the studio together and just see what they come up with, Money Man and 2 Chainz. But the 2 Chainz Off the Lot verse, off the Currency, Jermaine Dupri project, a great, great verse. It reminds me of Titty Boy going to 2 Chainz, like that era where he had the I'm Riding Around, I'm Getting It, going to True Religion project. That what this verse remind me of, like his flow, the way he was saying his words. It just remind me of that 2011 2 Chainz Titty Boy era. So that's one of my favorite verses of the year as well. And now the part of this special, I talk about the projects I need to revisit, whether I listen once, I haven't listened at all, or I just need to give it its proper listen now that we are in June, the summertime is here. First, Black, Since I Have a Lover. And y'all know, for the past however many months, since really 2018, I was ready for a new Black album. And we got it earlier this year. And y'all, I only listened to the Black album once, the first weekend it came out. And to be honest with y'all, nothing really stuck out to me. Nothing really stuck out to me. And like I said before, it's good to have people on your Facebook and your Twitter or whatever social media platform whose music opinion you respect. I really haven't seen not many people talk about the Black album. And I know you're not supposed to really take music opinions like that, but for Black to be a popular artist and people I know listen to Black, to see very, very few people talk about it still, because Black is one of those artists who will give you a project and it'll last. Like, we still listen to Free Black, we still listen to East Atlanta Love Letter, but for this album to just come and go, it was very disappointing to me. And like I said, I listened once and I didn't really get nothing from it to where I was like, okay, Black is back. And there's been things going on with his camp, LVRN. I give them high praise a lot, but you can make the argument that maybe they, with Black being their feature artist, the first artist to their label, maybe now their attention, of course, with Division, they new signee Division, and of course Summer Walker, you could say, well, maybe they attention wasn't really on Black like that, because Black didn't even really have a rollout, and Black is one of the R&B guys who would kill a rollout, from Free Black to East Atlanta Love Letter. His rollout's been great. But this project, it just felt like definitely something was missing. I don't know if they pressured him to finally put out an album, because this is his first album since East Atlanta Love Letter in 2018. But it didn't feel like, and I said the same thing with Kendrick, like when you take that long to drop, it's going to be holes in the project. But for Black, I do need to revisit. One listen wasn't enough for Black. Like I said, with the summertime coming up, you need some of those vibes just for the nighttime or the early morning effect or whatever the case may be. But yeah, I definitely remember listening that one time and it was like, damn, was it really nothing that really caught my eye to that point? But I had to revisit Black, Since I Have a Lover. Another project, Masego, self-titled project. Masego, the first few listens I had, I enjoyed, but it's just been a minute since I listened to it. And it's definitely one of those projects where, okay, it's warming back up. Masego does give you those vibes, and I believe he's going on tour as well. So I got to revisit the Masego project. And Summer Walker, I have yet to hear the Summer Walker EP, Clear 2. Y'all know I'm a huge fan of Summer Walker. She's been doing shows in Atlanta. I've been missing them. I don't know how people be finding out. Me personally, honestly, I saw Currency last year. I'm really just waiting on Party Next Door. And what I've been seeing about people with these Ticketmaster and Live Nation trying to get tickets to these concerts, that's just a headache. If I feel like I can just dodge those headaches, I'm going to dodge those headaches. Because I remember before the pandemic, my biggest issue was getting tickets before they sell out, right? But now you got everybody wanting to go to concerts. So now you got to wait, got the whole Ticketmaster wait. I remember when pre-sales was like, if you know, you know type of thing, but not everybody has pre-sales, and the pre-sales don't even give you access to all the seats. So just overall with Summer Walker, I saw she had a show last week in the A, and I was like, dang, you know, I probably would like to go, but I think she did songs off of this project, and those are songs I haven't heard, but I'm going to listen to the Summer Walker Clear 2 EP. Saw a video on Twitter and Instagram. She was working with Tiana Taylor to get her choreography game up, and that was the biggest issue for her live show. It's like, man, after the Over It project and still Over It with those great songs, and to have that lack of stage presence, it was disappointing to see on camera. You saw numerous people on Twitter talking about it. But now that she's getting some choreography work and getting her stage presence, and you see the setup on the stage and the different women she has on stage, I think that's a huge thumbs up for her to acknowledge it finally. Because when I saw that clip of her years ago, when she did the track with her and Usher was doing everything he can to get her involved with the stage show, I was like, okay, come on, Summer. Like, I get it. You know, like they said, you go from an introvert to one of the biggest R&B stars in the world. It is a quick turnaround, but to go to Tiana Taylor, somebody we know can get you right to whatever style you see fit, I think Summer is going to take that, run with it, and we'll see how it goes. But I'm definitely going to have to check out her Clear 2 project. I just haven't been in the mood to really check out that much new music unless it's like, hey, Tyler, you got to check this out. Like, I get text messages or people tag me and stuff. Then I'll be like, all right, I'm going to get around to it. But when I see it and I saw EP and I was like, But Summer, I rock with Summer. I definitely got to check that out. Now, for the rest of the year, we are in June. And actually, over the weekend, Moneybagg Yo dropped a project, which I got to check out. Lil Durk dropped one a couple weeks ago. Kodak Black. Lotto and Cardi dropped a record. Gunna dropped a record. So, with the summertime coming, maybe, I don't know what's going to stick. I'm not saying just because these artists drop that they're going to run the summer or nothing like that. I'm not sure what's going to stick this summer. I've been seeing people with Facebook statuses and Twitter tweets about different songs, and I'm not catching where the song coming from. Like, they just, you know how you just tweet a lyric and everybody know what you're talking about? I don't know what these people talking about. I've seen something about Pound Town. I don't know none of these songs, so I'm definitely not in the know right now. But as the summer keeps on going, we're going to get different releases. But me personally, what I'm looking forward to, or what I want to drop, I want a new Free Nationals album, I want a new Internet album, and Les from Houston is dropping a project. But from artists who I haven't heard from in years, the Internet and the Free Nationals, those are two I definitely want to hear from. Future, and once again, the only Future I'm trying to hear is Future Metro Boomin, Future Zaytoven, Future Southside, or Future Mike Will. That industry Future where you look at the album and it got all his industry friends as the features, I don't want to hear that, personally. I want to see Young Scooter. You know what I'm saying? I want to see that Future come back. And early this year, I got so upset. Early this year, I got on Twitter and I saw Zaytoven post a video from Zaytoven's Twitter, I'll say. A video, looked like it was a snippet or a preview of Beast Mode 3. And I got so excited because I'm like, yeah, is this the Future I want to hear? So then I went to Zaytoven's Instagram and he was like, yo, my Instagram was hacked. Don't believe none of that. So that got me down. I was like, damn, that's the Future I was ready to hear. Something for the streets Future. But I saw Metro Boomin post, because Metro Boomin just did the Spider-Verse soundtrack, and somebody tweeted him, was like, hey, when you and Future supposed to come out? He was like, that's next up. So if you telling me maybe sometime this summer I'm going to get a Metro Boomin and Future project, whether it's Monster 2 or they got a new name for it, it doesn't matter. If I see Future Metro Boomin, I'm satisfied. It just, when I see the features, I'll know what type of Future I'm going to get. I don't want to see Future Lil Durk. I really just want to see Future Metro Boomin. I don't want to see no other features. Give me that Monster vibe. If you can have features, give me one or two. I think Monster had what? Wayne? That was it? So, if I get Future Metro Boomin, I really just want those two. So, we might get that. Bodie James may have the comeback story this year if he drops a project, because I want to say, was it the end of last year, he had a bad car wreck. He had surgery on his neck. And if you know Bodie James, his voice is kind of what makes the song and the pain that he's spitting such a vibe, in my opinion. Even though he's talking about murders and drugs and all that, it just, like I always say, out of everybody who spit pain, Boldy James is my favorite. And if you're telling me he's going to drop a project, maybe produced by Alchemist after a fatal car accident, that pain is going to hit a lot different. So that's why I'm ready. Whenever he ready, I think him and Alchemist going on tour overseas, if I'm not mistaken. So whenever Boldy James ready to drop a project and he get back with Alchemist, trust me, that's what Tyler's definitely going to be on. And like I said before, that pain was already hitting hard before, but not after a fatal car accident. That pain is definitely going to hit for Boldy James. So I'm ready for that. Benny the Butcher announced his project, Everybody Can't Go, in August. What was funny about it, he announced this like April or March. And everybody was like, bro, you could have, like, appreciate you for the heads up, Benny. But if the project had coming out till August, we don't need to know in March and April. But I understand why he did it. He's like, hey, just let y'all know in August, I'm coming. Like, he didn't want to wait till June or July to announce it. He announced that shit probably right when 2023 came. So, shout out to Benny. Everybody Can't Go. I want to say it's all produced by Hit-Boy, but I thought I saw Hit-Boy and Alchemist. Next artist I'm looking forward to in 2023, Party Next Door. Come on, man. It's a simple equation. It's the 10-year anniversary of P1. First, you got to do a P1 10-year anniversary tour. I don't need 25 dates. Just hit the major cities. A P1 10-year anniversary tour. And you teasing a P4. Come on, man. Come on. It's simple, dog. It's simple. 10-year anniversary for probably your best project, in my opinion. I love P2 as well, but P1 is the standard, in my opinion. Come on, man. You got to get that 10-year anniversary concert, and you got to give us P4 on top of that. Come on, Party. Next up, Travis Scott, Utopia. I'm hearing June, but Travis Scott is going to roll it out, of course, with everything after Astroworld Festival. He got to treat this a certain way, in my opinion. We're not going to get the Astroworld type rollout, in my opinion. I'm not sure what type of rollout he's going to do because he's been low-key, but as soon as Travis popped back out, especially with this Utopia album, of course, they're going to bring back up the Astroworld stuff, and y'all know Travis is going to tour, so I'm sure him and his team are trying to gather up how to roll this out because they know some backlash is bound to happen. So I'm looking forward to it still. I'm still looking forward to Utopia, Travis Scott. Like I said earlier, Diddy, Love Records, rumored to have an R&B album coming soon this year. Diddy, honestly, I would say wait till the fall, winter, but Diddy, one of those guys, man, hey, you can give us a summertime R&B album. He dropped the record with him, Fab, and City Girls, that Act Bad. I'm not mad at him and Fab at the beginning. Personally, the City Girls versus not for me, but the beginning I'm okay with. Also with Diddy, it's rumored that him and Jermaine Dupri, they versus will happen in August or September. Nothing's been confirmed yet. I'm not sure how they're gonna do it, where they're gonna do it at, but the Diddy Jermaine Dupri versus is still on the table. And like I said, he got the Love Records going on with Jazzy, and I'm sure he's going to sign some more artists as well. So the Diddy project, I'm waiting on that as well. So just to recap, excuse me, projects I need to check back in with. I got the Black, Since I Have a Lover. I got the Masego, self-titled project, Masego. I got the Summer Walker, Clear 2, Soft Life EP. And what that mean, soft life? I've been seeing women talk about that. This is my soft girl era or whatnot. I don't know what that mean, but hey, y'all like it, I love it. My favorite songs for this year so far, I got the Jordan Ward, Fam Jam 4000, the Don Toliver Company Part 3, MRE, Young Nudie, and Contributions, Money Man. The first verse from Contributions by Money Man is also one of my favorite verses this year. And 2 Chainz, Off the Lot, off the JD and Currency project. That 2 Chainz verse is also one of my favorite verses. Artists who I want to drop this year, I got the Free Nationals and the Internet. Projects I'm anticipating, Less from Houston, Boldy James, whenever he get back right. Future, Metro Boomin is rumored. Benny the Butcher, Everybody Can't Go, that's set for August. Party Next Door, He teased a P4 project. And this is just me as a fan. This is the 10-year anniversary of P1. So I would also like a P1 show, at least in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Really anywhere. Like I said, it don't need to be no 20, 25 dates. Just stick to the major markets. I need a P1 10-year anniversary concert from Party Next Door. Travis Scott, Utopia, and Diddy, Love Records. And in terms of other genres, Afro beats, I'm looking forward to some new Burna Boy, some new Wizkid. And if you like me, I'll go listen to Burna Boy or Wizkid. And after that, I just go to a random playlist with all those Afrobeat songs. And I just hit shuffle. And whatever I like, I add to that playlist. Same thing with reggaeton. Reggaeton, Young Chimmy just dropped a project with DJ Drama. I'm going to check that out. I don't know what he's saying, but Young Chimmy is one of the newer guys out of Puerto Rico. So I'm going to check that out. Of course, Ann Well is on tour. Bad Bunny, Boza, Liano, Karol G. And like I said, with Afrobeats, just go to one of their songs, go to a playlist or whatever, and just hit shuffle. And you'll just come up on the various artists. Ozuna, you know what I'm saying? Just the various artists in that genre. And just whatever you like, it's summertime. I want to hear some Afrobeats and some reggaeton when I'm out too. So, all in all, my thoughts so far, 2023, I've been having stuff to listen to, but in terms of new, brand new music, it's time. It's time. Out of the 5 albums I just talked about as my favorite projects this year, I want to say 3 of those came out in like March. You know what I'm saying? So we got a lot of time. It's just June. Like I said, over the weekend and the past couple weeks, we've had different songs, different projects drop. So once again, still, let me know what y'all been vibing to so far for 2023, and I'll be sure to check those out. And before I leave, y'all, I just want to tap in real quick to the NBA Finals. The Denver Nuggets are up 1-0 on the Miami Heat. I am recording this before tip-off of Game 2. I have the Denver Nuggets winning this series in 5. Going back to Game 1, it seems the strategy for the Denver Nuggets, on defense at least, hey, Miami, let Bam Adebayo have a game. Bam Adebayo had a career-high 25 shot attempt, something like that. He was making shots. He was doing fadeaways, hook shots. He was looking like Elijah one out there for real. But with that, him having so many shot attempts, it didn't allow Jimmy Butler to get going, and it didn't allow those role players to see the ball go in the basket enough for them to stay consistent making shots, whether it was mid-range shots or three-point attempts. And that was the Miami Heat ultimate downfall. So I want to see how Eric Spoelstra adjusts, like I said, in the playoffs, definitely in the finals. It's a chess game. He put in Cody Zeller for a minute. I was surprised not to see Kevin Love out there, because Kevin Love is a body and he can make shots on offense. So maybe we'll see more of Kevin Love in Game 2. But ultimately, Bam Adebayo having the ball so much and making shots, it kind of hindered the rest of the team. It was odd to see, but we just saw this kind of with the Lakers, with Anthony Davis. Like, Anthony Davis had a 40-point game that Game 1, but it meant something. But in totality, it was like, okay, it didn't allow the role players to really get going at the time they needed to get going. And on offense with the Denver Nuggets, man, Jokic just the orchestrator. He only had 3 shot attempts in the first half, and they still had a healthy lead going into halftime. That just kind of scary, knowing that Jokic hasn't yet to really get going, and he's a walking triple-double. Murray's making shots. Aaron Gordon playing great defense and making shots. Porter making shots. KCP out there doing things. Like they said, they got a team, man. They have a team. Going back to Miami, only 2 free throw attempts in the entire game. That has to change for them to make something out this series. Like I said, I didn't want to go into the Game 1 overreactions, but I do have Denver winning this in 5, and for this to even probably even be a series, Miami has to take Game 2. They had to take Game 2. They don't take Game 2. They may take Game 3 or 4 back at home, but Denver has showed they are out for blood. They first trip to the NBA Finals in the organization history, so that was great for the home fan, the fan base at home, to see the team get their first game. It was good for the home crowd to see their team get their first finals win at home in Denver for Game 1. So overall, I just think Denver just locked in. I think Miami is going to rely too much on making mid-range and 3-point shots. Maybe they try the post game. The post game, getting the paint, mate, Jokic had to play some type of defense, but they do got Porter and Gordon and Green coming off the bench. They got bodies who can play defense to where Jokic really doesn't have to go all out for defense. And like this, like I said before, if you let Adebayo just have a game and let that hinder the rest of the team, you know what I'm saying? Eric Spoelstra, it's a chess match. Coaching adjustments. I'm looking forward to seeing it. So by this time next week, maybe it'll be 3-0, 2-1. Who knows? But at the moment, it's 1-0. We got game two about to tip off in a minute. And, yeah, we'll see how it goes. But for now, I definitely have Denver Nuggets winning this series in five. So this has been episode 213 Stash House Podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you guys go out. Have a great work week. Make sure you take the kids out. Enjoy yourselves for this summer. Stay hydrated with this heat going on. Be aware of your surroundings. Keep me in your prayers. I do the same for y'all. Salute.